Only citta, cetasika, rupa, but it appears like so many things all the time, like people, things. But actually, only citta, cetasika, and rupa. You know now what cetasika is? What citta is?
Citta is consciousness.
What does it mean? Consciousness?
Knowing or being aware of or knowing.
Is the citta now?
Yes.
What is that?
It's seeing, sensing, yes. Hearing, touching, mm-hmm. Smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Yeah. And thinking.
And any moment of experiencing an object. In one's life, is there any moment without citta?
I want to say sleeping, but sleeping is still...
At moment of sleeping, is there citta? If not, it's dead body.
There is body, yes.
The dead body and now the body
mm-hmm.
is different mm-hmm. because citta arises and make it move, while body itself cannot do anything at all without citta.
Mm-hmm.
So at moment while one is sleeping, is there citta?
No.
So it's dead.
Mm?
It's not living being then.
Pardon?
At moment of
sleeping. At moment of sleeping, is there consciousness?
Citta.
Is there consciousness?
That which experiences an object whenever it arises.
Mm. Well, what about dream?
Thinking. Like now, visible object is visible object, but thinking about shape and form and idea,
mm-hmm.
what is there? Thinking about this shape, that, this, everything.
Mm-hmm. That's
when there is seeing, it experiences only visible object, only a reality that can be seen, and that reality arises and falls away in split seconds. So mm-hmm. rapidly, what is left is the sign of that
right.
which can contact with the ideas
right.
and citta seems to see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, citta arises and falls away, and that which is seen also arises and falls away.
Mm-hmm.
But since all arises and falls away so rapidly, what is left is only nimitta, sign
yeah,
of that which arises and falls away.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's different rupas from different composition of the four primary rupas, it conditions nimitta,
yes.
different shape and different form.
Or images.
Mm. So what's the difference between citta, cetasika and rupa?
What's cetasika? Rupa is reality that cannot be experienced.
That cannot experience.
Mm-hmm. That cannot experience.
Mm-hmm. Like, can the table see? Can the table feel? See? Can hardness
no.
hear?
No.
So all realities which cannot experience
mm-hmm.
must be rupa, that which cannot experience. So now, what realities are there now? Is the citta?
Citta is consciousness. Uh-huh. Is what?
Is
what
the?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is the citta now?
Mm-hmm.
Is the cetasika now?
Cetasika. Yes, uh-huh.
Is there rupa now?
Uh-huh.
Can rupa experience an object?
No.
Can chetasika experience the object?
Yes.
Can citta experience an object?
Yes.
So, no you?
No.
At all? Only citta, chetasika, mm-hmm. and rupa? Mm-hmm. Right or wrong?
Right.
Never change?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Always there. Citta, chetasika, rupa. What appears now, can it appear without citta, which experiences it?
No.
Without that which is experienced, can citta arise?
That's...
Without hearing,
uh-huh.
excuse me, uh-huh. without sound, can hearing arise?
No.
Without citta, can sound appear?
Can sound appear? No.
What is the difference between moment of sleeping and when that person is dead? One is sleeping and the other is dead. What is the difference? The dead body is here, mm-hmm. and the other person is sleeping. What is the difference?
Dead body doesn't snore.
Why? Why?
In sleeping, the Gita can still experience nimitta. That's the difference.
Do you know who you are while you are asleep?
Why?
While you are asleep.
Not while.
While you are asleep.
No.
Do you know how many friends you have?
No.
Do you know where you are?
No.
No, but not dead yet.
Not dead.
Only sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between the two?
She just said citta experiences.
Nimitta.
She said citta experiences.
So what's the difference? Between the dead and
not much difference.
Not much.
Because I'm not sure what happens after when you're dead. You still have consciousness or not?
So you think that while one is dead, still there is the consciousness?
I'm not sure.
If that person is not dead at all, just sleep. Right?
Mm-hmm. So there's no experience.
No citta anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Usually citta arises at the body, a reality which can be the place where citta is originated. Somewhere in the body, like now,
mm-hmm.
where is citta arising? Not out of the body. So where is it now?
In our body.
Yes, where? Anywhere or somewhere or what? Like seeing?
I don't know.
Can there be seeing at the back?
Oh, arises through our eyes.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be seen? That rupa, which citta arises there. Can it be seen?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what is seen? What can be seen?
What is seen? What can be seen?
What can be seen? That is seeing right now. So what can be seen?
Or what is seen now?
What
is,
object?
What is that?
She said objects.
Object.
What is that at moment of seeing? What is that object?
What kind of object?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of object?
It appears. What kind of object?
What kind of objects?
What kind of object is seeing? For example, the sound seeing, or what kind of object is seeing?
Objects that can experience and objects that cannot experience.
Did you say what can be seen is objects?
Right, objects.
Mm. But
what kind of object? I don't know.
What I'm trying to say is that what can be seen is an object, not talking about the individual objects.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about what is the nature of the object of seeing consciousness at a moment of seeing.
What is the nature? I don't know. What your
is the seeing now? Is the seeing now?
Yes, there is seeing.
Seeing, see is what? That is seeing, and seeing sees what?
Seeing is experiencing.
Yes, what?
Does it experience the box or the table, or what does seeing see?
What do I see?
We think that seeing sees table and people and things,
right.
But what does seeing actually see at this moment?
See whatever is there.
Yes. Close your eyes. What is seen?
Just color? Nothing?
Possible.
Mm?
No shape, no form.
No shape, no form.
Only what color?
Maybe orange, brown?
Yeah, no matter to call it anything, but it is seen. Mm-hmm. If there is no seen, that object cannot be seen. Mm-hmm. But when one opens one's eyes, mm-hmm. that which is seen seems more than just that color,
right.
Shape and form and idea of
mm-hmm.
all those. So this is an indication of how rapidity citta arises and falls away. Only one moment of seeing cannot be so many things at all. That's why citta arises and falls away succeedingly, so rapidly, that what is seen appears to be different, not
mm-hmm.
just one reality, not just one thing,
right.
Many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
So without the reality that can be seen, it's impossible for citta to see, to arise. So is it you who see? Is it you who now sees?
It's citta sees.
And cetasika, they arise together.
Mm-hmm.
Citta cannot arise without cetasika, and cetasika cannot arise without citta. And what is seen now? Again, please.
Objects with forms.
Before that?
Before that, when I close my eyes?
No, open. Because when one closes one's eyes, the object is different
mm-hmm.
from when one opens one's eyes.
Right.
No matter opening or closing one's eyes, whenever seeing arises, there must be the object which is seen, but different by light.
Mm-hmm.
In the dark room, nothing in the dark room can appear. But there is seeing to know that it is dark. So darkness can be object of seeing, like light now can be object of seeing. But since citta and the reality which is seen arise and fall away so very rapidly,
mm-hmm.
so the rapidity of the arising and falling away of citta and cetasika are not known now. What is known is only that which appears as different things
mm-hmm.
because of the succession of the arising and falling away of that which appear as object. Even it arises and falls away, what is left is only sign
mm-hmm.
and different marks. to be object of thinking with memory, what is there? So very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in order to really understand that there is no one, no self at all, it needs study and considering and be confident that nobody can change or do anything at all.
Mm.
So we are studying the absolute truth, which is behind the seeing of the world and people and situation. So yes, please.
So just that which is visible, that is seen, and then immediately ideas of shape, form, and later ideas of tissue box, table, friends in the room, but at the moment of seeing, only that which is visible, colour that is seen, just that which is seen, no shape or form thought about yet.
With our deep eye base, can there be seeing? The special rupa which can contact with light or colour.
Without eye sense, can there be seeing if there's no eye sense?
Without ear base or ear sense?
No.
Nose?
No.
Smell?
No.
Tongue?
Mm-hmm.
And body.
Without tongue, can't taste.
Mm-hmm. And body? Without body?
Mm-hmm.
Without the body sense,
mm-hmm.
can there be moment of knowing what is touched?
No.
But without all these sense, can citta arises? Can citta arise and experience the object?
No.
With the eye, ear, mm-hmm. nose, tongue, and body senses, can citta arise?
You can still think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So not through the five senses, though. That can be conditioned for the arising of citta
mm-hmm.
at moment of thinking. So seeing is not thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, what arises at moment of seeing?
Just experiencing.
The citta which sees arises.
Mm-hmm.
And after that?
Then thinking.
Thinking,
yeah.
The thinking follows each doorway.
Right.
After seeing, there is thinking about what is seen as different shape and form, idea of something. At moment of hearing,
sound.
After hearing, what arises?
Thinking.
Thinking of the different sound, low or high, or
right.
so forth. That's why the world is only moment of experiencing different kinds of citta, experiences different objects. Can the seeing experience this sign and the shape? Can the seeing experience shape or form?
Yes.
Can seeing just
experience shape or form? Seeing sees shapes or forms.
Can seeing see shape and form? Can seeing know shape and form?
Yes.
No. Thinking knows. Seeing sees. Seeing cannot think. It is the chief of experiencing whatever appears only. At moment of hearing, it cannot think about sound, whether it's what language, what does it mean. So after seeing, which only see, that which is seen. After that, the other type of citta arises. Take what is seen as something. It's not the seeing. Seeing falls away. Seeing sees. Seeing arises to see and then fall away. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just that very moment of seeing.
So would you say seeing only let you see light and color? Would you say that?
No idea about that which is seen at all.
And not let you, but just seeing itself only sees light or color or that which is visible.
Right.
When we talk about absolute reality, there is no self, no you, no I. Only different citta and cittasikas arising at different time. Like seeing arises not at other time, just at moment of seeing only, and then falls away. The other time is not for seeing again, for other moment of different cittas arising and falling away. And this is life, no matter this life, past life, or future life. No self, no one at all.
And just to clarify one point, so about the dead body, so at the end of this life, when we see a dead body, no citta, it's just like a log of wood or the table, just different rupas arising and falling away. But cittas continue on at the end of life, but new form, new body, new realm of existence. But the dead body we see is just the remains, just the rupas that are still just there because of temperature.
Can the dead body sleep?
No.
Right. Can the dead body see?
No.
What can it do?
Nothing. Decay.
Doesn't have to do anything. By nature, by temperature, not by the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can see the differences between the body, that which cannot experience, mm-hmm. and the experience, the citta and cittasika, mm-hmm. arising and falling away. Can we say that citta dies?
When one dies.
Even right now.
Even right now?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say our...
Can we say, not our, can we say cheetah dies?
Cheetah dies.
But it's meant by die. Never come back. The dead body cannot be such it is before. When it's dead, mm-hmm. it cannot be the same as it was before at all.
Right.
So the cheetah dies, it means that no citta, no that particular citta can come again.
Right.
Absolutely gone.
Gone. Left the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, each moment.
Like now, seeing mm-hmm. now. Can we say that seeing mm-hmm. dies now because this moment of seeing, which experiences an object, falls away instantly and afterwards thinking or hearing. So can we say the citta now, the seeing now, dies because it's gone, never to return?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our citta dies, and it will rise again.
So another one
will rise again.
So seeing now is not the seeing before. Different moments.
The seeing now is different from the seeing a moment ago.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No one at all. No one at all.
No person, no one, not my cheetah. Just seeing the cheetah arises, sees its object, falls away, never to return. So it dies at each moment that it falls away, and then another cheetah arises.
Yes.
So, again, please, is there any difference between sleeping and dying?
Dead body.
No, not much difference.
The body now. Dead or alive? The body now.
Body now.
Dead or alive?
Alive, because it has consciousness.
And when one dies, the dead body the same as before or different?
The dead body.
When it's a corpse.
Uh huh.
Corpse. Is it the same as the body now or different? What is the difference?
The difference is that there's no consciousness, no citta.
Yeah. And while one is sleeping, the same as.
The same because there's the consciousness is not there in the body.
While one is sleeping?
But it will come back, but for the dead it doesn't come back.
Come from where?
No, I don't know.
So when asleep, it's exactly the same as a corpse? Or any difference between...
Just put it this way, when asleep, how do we know, why do you say the consciousness is not there?
I don't know. I don't know where the consciousness is.
When there is nothing appear, it seems like there is no consciousness at all. But that will not be different from corpse or dead body if it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we use the word sleep and die. Is it different? Is there any difference between sleep and die? What about at moment of birth? What is born?
Consciousness.
Does it experience anything which is known as something?
No.
No. So it's exactly the same like when one is asleep. Exactly. But anyway, that which has to experience whenever it arises, it must experience. But since it's not the object which is experienced through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind, because at that moment, just one moment of citta arises to be the first one, the birth consciousness, the object cannot appear as like now, moment of seeing, hearing, thinking, but it's there. Because the object is not the object of this world. When it's the object of this world, it is moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Even citta arises, the first moment, it experiences an object which is not known as color or sound or anything at all. At the moment of birth, there are conditions for citta to arise after that. And there is one condition of citta, any citta, which is not the last moment of an arahata, is the condition for the next moment to arise as soon as it passed away. That's why no one can stop the arising and falling of citta when there is conditions for its arising. But for the last moment of arahatas, no condition for anything to arise anymore.
You mentioned yesterday that arahat is the one who is fully enlightened, so no rebirth.
Any question about citta, cetasika, and rupa? Because no matter we are going to talk about there are these realities, no one, no people.
So why is it for the arata, the enlightened ones, that there's no condition for? Because he has already eradicated all the conditions for the citta to arise.
At the end of that life.
So
after becoming fully enlightened like the Buddha, for the rest of that life, citta continues to arise, but at the moment of death, like normally the last moment of this life, the death consciousness is followed by the first moment of the next life. But for these ones, the last moment of death is not followed by another moment.
What about dogs and cats?
They also have citta. They experience
cetasikas and rupa.
Yes.
Actually, there's no dog and cat when there's no citta, cetasika, and rupa at all. Like no body, no one at all, without the moment citta, cetasika arise. Is the table of this hardness a being?
No.
No. Why?
Because it cannot experience.
Because no citta arising in it. Mm. But citta, cetasikas arise here. So we call that being, living being.
Mm-hmm.
So when citta, cetasikas do not arise anymore, it's not the living being without citta and cetasikas. That's why we can say that, oh, she is asleep, she's sleeping, while for the one who dies, no experience anymore. Well, there's no idea of me or I. What happens? Only when there is no idea of I, me, mind at all. What happens? Is there anything arise after that moment of having that idea?
Like now, because we've been learning a lot about Dhamma, so now if there is some understanding for a moment that really there's no Suchin, no Sarah, no Cindy, no person, no table at this moment. After this moment of thinking, what arises next?
If there's no I, then there's no problem.
No problem. Did any citta arise next?
Can there be akusla? Attachment and aversion, which are problems.
Right.
It is like usual, but there is, at that moment, there is no idea about that, just that very moment only.
Just like normal seeing, hearing, but gradually a little more understanding that it's just citta and cetasika which we're experiencing. Not me or you or someone. So life just carries on as normal, just with a little bit more understanding. And then more attachment and ignorance as usual.
Is there any object of attachment now?
Is there a moment of attachment now?
Object.
Oh, is there an object of attachment?
Any object of attachment now?
No. My attachment to wanting to understand what you're trying to ask me is my attachment.
What is object of attachment now?
The object of attachment will be...
Now. What is the object of attachment? Is there attachment to what you call pen?
Hmm?
Pen. Is there any attachment?
No attachment. Pain?
Pain.
Pen. Yeah. Is there attachment to my pen?
Is there any attachment to that?
No.
No. Not at all.
No. I can lose it and won't be bothered by it.
Without attachment? Attachment is more subtle than that.
You heard her say attachment to wanting to know, she mentioned.
Know what?
She said you wanting to know the answer. She said.
Understand what you're trying to teach me would be my attachment.
It's more subtle.
Even before that. Mm-hmm. Even at the moment of, as soon as they're seeing or hearing, like, the color or...
You heard the sound, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before that sound fell away, there was attachment to that very sound before you can think about what does that sound mean. As soon as seeing or hearing arise and fall away, each doorway, with ignorance, there is attachment to that particular object which appears, without knowing what is what at all. Whatever arises, and there is ignorance of that which is experienced, is followed usually by attachment, or they arise together. There can be ignorance without attachment, without aversion, or with attachment and with aversion at different moments. So lots of ignorance and clinging, attachment and aversion, many, many moments in a day, unknowingly, taking it for something or somebody. If you know that you get angry with a reality which just arises and falls away, never come back, there will be less and less anger to that object. But since the object arises and falls away so very fast, so the idea of someone I like or someone I dislike is there. But in reality, when right understanding is strong enough, developed enough, there is less taking that mark of vision or image as someone as before. Mm-hmm. So there is the idea that actually there is the attachment to only an element, whether it is that which is seen or that which thinks or that which has such and such behavior. And because of the understanding, lessen the clinging to the self, and right understanding can understand realities as realities, more and more, better and better. And this can be developed at any time. Whenever it arises, it can condition at the moment of understanding of whatever appears.
Right.
And can one know who has such understanding?
Can one know?
If another person has that understanding.
Can one know if another person has that understanding?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Can?
By discussing and considering is the only way one can find out, like just because someone looks very calm or serene or says they have a lot of wisdom or enlightened, one cannot know anything, but by questioning and asking, one can begin to find out more about what kind of understanding is there.
And only when that person understands.
karma or shared karma mean?
Not really.
We were discussing earlier about some people have an idea there can be shared karma. For example, if a lot of people die together in a war or suffer some disaster, and some interest in
as well
that.
As there's no understanding of realities, there can be different ideas.
That's it. But actually, karma and its result can never be shared at all. There can be conditions for 2 or 10 or 100 people to seem to die at the same time, but even then, who can say that the death consciousness arises even at the same time or the same instant? And so we cannot say any shared karma.
When we are listening to Dhamma, what is the we that is listening to Dhamma? What is the we?
With our consciousness. Can there be studying Dhamma?
No. So the consciousness.
Mm. There are only 4 absolute realities: citta, cetasika, rupa, and nibbana. No way. If citta does not arise, there is no idea. I see. Only seeing has arisen, so it can condition the idea of I see.
But the moment of realization is the panya. Right?
Panya, even at moment of knowing that seeing is seeing. Otherwise, it cannot attain such understanding or realization.
So this we is just a figment of the imagination, just an idea. Never was a we, never is a we, never will be a we. Only ever. Chitta, which experiences an object, which may or may not be accompanied by panya, which understands.
So, would you say the chitta is individual chittas, because we all have different accumulation and different understanding? So, but you would say your chitta, my chitta.
We say only for convenience only.
Right, for convenience only.
Only to make known. What?
But actually it's only citta that arises, experiences the object and falls away. And we can say it's Jonathan's citta or dream's citta, but actually no Jonathan, no dream, only citta that arises and falls away.
But in succession.
In succession.
So what we take for a person's cittas are arising and fall away in succession. Each one conditions the next one. So it's not totally random.
And if this citta arises with anger that is so strong that one, there is the performing of such actions, such as the harming of an animal, then that deed, that chaitana, that intention can bring its result, but it cannot be shared with another's citta, because it is this citta, this chaitana, which brings its particular result by way of seeing or hearing or rupas of the body.
Can one know when one has eradicated all the defilement? Is it possible for one to know?
What is real is real. Ignorance is a reality. It cannot know anything at all. Opposite of the reality which can understand correctly what is what at that very moment. So if you think like that, it's ignorance or right understanding, whether one or whether it knows at that moment correctly. About whatever appears, it has to be that which can understand. the truth of whatever appears. It's not ignorance at all. Question?
No. So it's panya, or right understanding, that knows exactly and precisely at that time.
What would lead to the eradication of all defilements, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What would bring that about?
Is the correct, right understanding of reality.
Mm-hmm. So that same right understanding then will know. Although it's possible to think that it has happened. Right? It's possible for someone to think all defilements have been eradicated, but they could be mistaken. Of course. And that no doubt happens.
Mm-hmm.
And what does eradication mean?
It means absence of attachments or aversions.
No more.
And we talked about accumulated tendencies, and we talked about how there is the accumulated tendency for attachment to certain things, but it doesn't always appear. So by eradication, we mean not only that the attachment no longer appears, but we mean that even the accumulated tendency that doesn't appear has been totally eradicated. So a person could think that they have no more attachment to certain things, but in fact, there is still the latent tendency.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to be eradicated right now? What reality that you would like to have it eradicated right now?
I know the answer. Fear of water.
You know.
I know fear of water.
See, we have different idea, but what's right?
Maybe as an attachment to know the truth.
If there is still ignorance, can there be less or no more attachment to anything which appears now? So just to understand will lead to the eradication of not understanding and taking it with attachment as something permanent. What about the idea I see, which is wrong, right? The seeing is seeing, no I at all. So if there is still the idea of I see, do you think that it's better not to have such idea, which is not right? Or it doesn't matter? Just have no attachment to it? Or what?
I don't understand the question.
There is seeing now.
Yes, there is seeing.
When there is no understanding, it is I see. And there should be the understanding of seeing as not I, or there is the wish not to have attachment to seeing, or that which is seen.
To
So what is more useful now? Just understanding with detachment of what appears, such as seeing or wishing to get rid of attachment or wishing to get rid of anger, for example.
More useful to understand what I'm seeing.
Understand seeing or what
right.
is seeing,
mm-hmm.
to understand reality
right.
is more useful
of
than
course.
Just wishing to get rid of
mm-hmm.
the problems.
Yes.
And why?
Because once you know the reality, then you would not have the wrongful
mm-hmm.
attachment.
The understanding is what leads by itself to what is more wholesome, but the wishing just leads to more wishing and more attachment.
That's why only Panya can understand reality as it is. Without it, ignorance is there with attachment or aversion depending on conditions.
So one can say that Panya is just see without any judgment. Would
can
you say
anyone
that?
Do that? Good Alberto, can you do that?
It would still be wishing something, but not understanding yet. So it's not the way how to do something, but just seeing things more correctly, I think.
Seeing things as they are,
yes.
Understanding the truth of what reality is, absolute truth at this moment. And that is the correct way or the right way, because there is only what is true or absolute at this moment. When there's thinking that what is seen is a flower, it's not correct, because it is not the reality which is seen, it's just an idea that's thought about.
So instead of trying to meditate, it's the only moment of understanding whatever appears at any time, anywhere. Instead of thinking to ignore the truth of reality right now, turn away to at the moment. That's not the way to understand whatever appears at all. Pariyatti. Until what one heard can condition moment of being, so very confidence or satyayana.
So we had a chat about, well, what can one do knowing there is no self?
Understanding that there's no self.
Yes. Remembering.
By conditions again.
By conditions.
Yeah. Remembers can be thinking about it in the beginning, but later on, even there is no thinking, it is
arising
right now.
With the
jetty. Yeah.
The chitta.
But hearing, considering, associating with good friends is very useful, because there is so much forgetfulness in a day, so much ignorance, so much accumulated attachment.
But it might be more correct to say reflecting rather than paying attention.
Yeah.
Because there's no selecting of any object.
Mm. paying attention can sound like observing or rather than just
continuing. As I was saying, pariyatti, by listening to the truth. Listening.
By understanding at this moment, understanding reality now.
Because pariyatti is the words of Buddha only, not the other persons at all.
So even if the other words sound good, it cannot be pariyatti because it's not the Buddha's words about reality now.
Yeah, must be the truth.
And how can one know that it's firmly understood enough? When there is no idea of going away to do or to learn. When the realities do not arise yet, but now it's here, it has arisen. It can be object of study, even from moment of pariyatti, intellectual understanding, little by little, until it becomes satyayana, the right understanding which knows the truth is here and now. For example, seeing book on citta, cetasika, but not knowing that it's here and now, moment of seeing, thinking, like or dislike, aversion or ignorance.
Or even if there's listening but no understanding about reality now, then so it has to come back to the citta with panya at this moment.
Otherwise it's not study the words of Buddha, because the words of Buddha concern this moment.
Yes, when you remind us of seeing an invisible object, that must be the way to understand the realities little by little. And that's the starting point, even at intellectual level, before progressing to further.
Why is it that so many people, even those who come to the foundation a long time, have the idea that pariyatti is the amount of book study or the amount of Pali detail that's known or something? Is it because of the clinging to self that wants something to do and wants to get a result? Is
and
this the
they
reason?
Do not understand the subtlety of realities and the teachings at all. For example, any book on the teachings, Sutta or Vinaya or Abhidhamma, is about seeing visible object. They think that they understand, because for the word visible, they know visible object. So they think that that is what.
And that's enough, yeah. And they understand. Yeah.
But
because it's so.
In order to really know the meaning of visible object, it takes time, even right now, to see the difference between visible object itself and the thought or idea when there is thinking, different object. So soon after one another. So that's not enough, because they underestimate reality. That
or
is
they think
very
it's
easy.
Clear and it's all been understood because it's obvious that visible object is seen. And
so they think they know and they want to know more. They want to know more because they thought that they has known already. But it's not easy.
And I think it's also perhaps because of the conventional idea we have of understanding, meaning knowledge. So the more knowledge one has, the.
So they don't understand that teachings of the Buddha is just about whatever appears now. Study now. at moment was talking about seeing, that is seeing, see? It can be object of study, beginning to understand the ordinary, usual seeing. You don't have to make seeing appear better or things like that, or try so hard to know it, because this arises and falls away before you can think to do anything about it. And see, this is more difficult than try, because the self can try.
Trying is very easy. Mm-hmm.
But the understanding, reality as it is, mm-hmm. so it has to be just as it is now. That's why there are wrong Eightfold Path and right Eightfold Path. Otherwise, not in the teachings.
So, Dream, my question for you is, who follows the right Eightfold Path?
There's no we and who, right?
No one.
No one, right?
Yeah. So what is the leader of the Eightfold Path? What is the leader of the Eightfold Path?
Leader.
Jitta. What kind of jitta?
Kuson.
What kind of kuson?
The good one.
What kind of good
one? Is it Panya?
Panya is the leader.
So, is citta different from panya?
Is it arise together? Different, yes. But arise together.
But is citta different from panya?
Yes.
What? How different it is?
Because citta knows, sees, and then panya knows.
Citta knows and panya knows?
Citta sees.
Citta sees.
And panya knows.
What about when panya arises together with citta? What is the difference? So at that moment, no seeing.
So at the moment of when there is citta with panya, with understanding of reality, what is the difference between citta and panya?
The difference between maybe citta is kusala citta, and then panya is, can you repeat again with details?
So at the moment of seeing, as you said, seeing is citta and it sees the object, mm-hmm. and it's accompanied by different mental factors, mm-hmm. which each perform their function, but no panya at that moment. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, there may be citta which arises accompanied by right understanding, panya, which experiences visible object. Mm-hmm. So what is the difference between citta and panya? They both experience visible object. The reality of visible object. What is the difference?
The difference between after we experience the object and then we realize that the citta
experiences the object, and citta is accompanied by panya, which understands that reality.
Mm-hmm. And what is the difference between
citta, which experiences the reality, and panya, which experiences reality? Because you said citta knows, panya knows. So what is the difference?
This is hard. Hot seat. I guess with awareness and without awareness.
But that's not the answer for... Is citta different from panya?
Yes.
Why and how?
citta doesn't know what's right or wrong, and panya knows.
Mm-hmm.
So citta just experiences that object. That's it. It just leads the other mental factors to experience the object. But it is panya which understands that reality, the nature of that reality. And sati awareness is another mental factor, another chetasika. And sati performs its function of being aware. So each mental factor has a particular function which it performs at that moment.
At this moment, what kind of that which can experience the object can appear as object of understanding?
At this moment?
At this moment. Because whenever there is citta, there must be cetasikas together, right? But right now, whether citta or cetasikas are the object of right understanding. Or acitta, or acetasika, or alupa.
I think
generally, at moment of seeing, and if there is right understanding of that which appears, what can be the object of right understanding right now? Usually.
It's the panya that...
Citta and cetasikas arise together.
Mm-hmm.
Which or what can be object of right understanding right now? Otherwise, how can panya develop when there is no understanding of anything at all?
So it's the now that can be understood.
What can be the object of understanding now? Can flower what be the object of understanding? Or what can be the object of understanding now?
Object of understanding. The mind, the thinking, is it?
What are there now?
Seeing, sees.
Okay. Can seeing be the object of right understanding?
Yes, to give an example of now, to cease, and then...
Just one moment. There is seeing. Can seeing be object of understanding?
Yes.
Can cetasikas arising with seeing be the object of understanding?
Yes.
Like what? Cetasikas arise with citta, mm-hmm. Which cetasika can be the object of understanding right now?
The cetasika that...
Just give one example.
Okay. like or dislike?
No.
Not at the moment of seeing, not yet.
The sanya that knows that it's a table.
Does it appear now to be object of understanding? Or that which experiences can be object of understanding, because there is seeing. So seeing can be object. But does passa, vedana, sanya, cetana, ekakata, all these cetasikas at the moment when citta arises be object of understanding?
No.
Because they're not experienced.
They don't appear. We know they arise, but they don't appear.
So the object, the question, what can be understood now? What can be understood now is it has to be a reality. Flower is not a reality. Seeing is a reality. Visible object is a reality. Hardness is a reality. So it has to be a reality, and it has to be a reality that appears, that is experienced. So hardness appears. So hardness can be the object of understanding. Seeing appears, so it can be the object of understanding. But passa, contact, is not apparent, so it cannot be known. attachment after seeing, yes, it can be apparent. There can be understanding of it. So it has to be the reality which is apparent at this moment.
Even there is attachment at the moment when a type of citta arises, between seeing and attachment, what can be object of right understanding? Like now, we think about attachment. So it means that attachment is there. But seeing now an attachment, usually what can be object of understanding?
Is it like knowing this is a pen is attachment?
Yes, any moment with which are not moments, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and some other moments, like sampatichanna santirana, bodhapana, there can be conditions for attachment to arise, even right now. But what appears to be object?
So John's question is, we know seeing arises now,
mm-hmm.
and we know attachment arises now,
mm-hmm.
which is more likely to appear?
Between
which one is experience? Which of those two? The seeing or the attachment?
Is what again?
Which is more likely to appear and to be object of awareness?
Attachment. Is it?
Don't answer me. Well, attachment, because there is seeing all the time,
mm-hmm.
a visible object appearing all the time.
Yes.
Right? Attachment can be quite subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's attachment, and sometimes there's no attachment, there is aversion. But seeing sees right now.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very
cool. So, usually,
so seeing,
or likely, what is the object of understanding?
So just seeing, no attachment, is the object of understanding.
But actually no rule. So we can say seeing is a very, very common object. So by discussing it, it can be understood now, but no rule, because maybe there's a lot of attachment now, so maybe attachment is more apparent, so it can be the object. So if we try to pinpoint or try to just understand this reality, it's going wrong again. So we can only find out for ourselves, only Panya can know.
For example, seeing experiences an object. Attachment also experiences the same object at this moment. What can be object, usually or likely, object of understanding? That it can study and understand that reality as not self. We say that after seeing, usually there is attachment, but it's only book.
Seeing, but the seeing is obvious. There's seeing now. Like what is seen, the visible object is obvious now.
Even one knows that after seeing there can be attachment. Do we have to think about whether it's there or not? Or seeing, it sees, it appears obvious. So if you select or try to have attachment as the object, it's by desire or wish to have it. But there is seeing conditioned. The fact is that there is no understanding of it as not self, as a reality arising and falling away by conditions. You don't have to try to have it arise or appear. But when there's no seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touching, at moment of thinking, attachment can appear to the object that one is thinking about. So at that moment, attachment appears as a reality, as not self, the same as anger. Only when it appears. Not try to find out to be object. So there are many traps.
Mm-hmm. Most people would say that it's more worthwhile to be aware of the attachment than the visible object, because they think in terms of having less attachment.
They find seeing uninteresting, or
they don't see the relevance of awareness of visible object,
and they don't realize how subtle attachment can be, how quickly it arises after seeing, totally unknown.
The self is trying all the time, trying to do this, trying to do that.
If the goal is understanding of the way things are, then we can see that it's the understanding, and it doesn't matter what the object is, because all dhammas need to be understood, because they're all taken for self.
And visible object appears, no one understands it. It should be object of understanding, rather than trying to do something, not just understanding from hearing and considering about it. Whether there is more understanding of visible object or just thinking about it.
Are there different degrees of attachments?
Certainly.
To use a very simple example, I'm looking at the outside this window, so I'm experiencing brightness, light, and green. And then the second thought is, of course, it's a beautiful garden, and I like it. So is that attachment? It is.
Mm-hmm. And what about long before that, when there's just seeing of the color and light, any attachment even then?
At the first moment? Because immediately I like it, so there is attachment. My eyes would of course look this way as opposed to the wall, because I choose what I like.
No, no choice. No choice. By conditions.
Yes, so of course there's condition.
Yeah.
So I understand that's a condition, and so it's an attachment.
One of those conditions is your attachment to pleasant visible object.
That's right.
Whether you're actually seeing it or not, there is still attachment to having pleasant visible object rather than
pleasant. Okay. So I'm supposed to eradicate that.
No.
By just looking at the wall.
Or closing your eyes.
Forgetting completely about realities being conditioned, no self that can do anything, who can choose, who can eradicate, who can look this way or that way. So just different realities arising by different conditions. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they're seeing, long before there's a thought of looking this way or that way or liking an object, attachment long before that.
Right.
So many different degrees, lots and lots of more subtle attachment before there's any idea of having any attachment.
Because we want to see and to go on seeing.
So what can be eradicated first? Attachment or what? We have talked about this before in the beginning. In order to have less attachment or ignorance or other unwholesomeness, what can be eradicated, first of all?
Ignorance?
With
right understanding, right?
Wrong understanding.
To be eradicated.
What must be eradicated first? Ignorance with wrong understanding.
Mm-hmm. Can it be eradicated soon, as soon, like now, thinking about it to eradicate it? Or it has to be gradually eliminated by gradually understanding from hearing and considering?
Has to be gradual, for sure.
Now, is it gradually eliminated? Very, very little.
By considering and beginning to be a little more familiar, beginning to understand there are just realities arising by conditions. No one who has paññā or can do anything or who can make decisions, just different cittas, cetasikas and rupas arising, performing their functions, falling away. This is the beginning of the eradication of wrong view of the idea of self or someone. And the giving up of the idea that I can do anything.
Is ignorance now now eliminated little by little, gradually now?
I hope so.
At moment of understanding, it cannot be there. This is the only way. So it's no one who eliminated, only right understanding. Whenever there is right understanding, there's no ignorance, just at moment of understanding.
And sometimes people may come here and listen, and then they think they get the message and they've heard quite enough and go home, but actually the ignorance and the wrong view is so deeply rooted, far more deeply than we can begin to imagine. So this is why one actually has to hear and consider and question a lot.
Repeatedly.
At moment of saying, what's there? Is there any attachment? It's not just seeing. So, after seeing, is there any attachment even at moment of saying, what's there? Or what's this? See?
What's there? Huh?
It's there. Unknowingly, all the time, almost all the time. When attachment does not appear, can that moment be moment of eliminating attachment? When attachment does not appear,
when it doesn't appear, nothing can be known about it, right? So if it's not experienced, it doesn't appear, it's not known. Like wrong view, if it doesn't arise or it's not evident, it could never be understood.
But if it arises and it's evident, for example, at the moment of thinking that I can follow a path and go somewhere, or I can understand, then that wrong view is evident at that moment, or can be evident, then it can be known, then it can be understood.
And there is seeing and the understanding of seeing. How can there be less attachment to it? See? It has to be the moment whatever appears, and there is the moment of understanding it from hearing, considering, so that there can be a little more understanding of it as not self. Seeing sees, and then hearing hears, no self at all.
Trying to do this and do that, and also when hearing that there is no self, and then about so much attachment, but the self doesn't like attachment in the sense that maybe it's not proper to have attachment and that sort of thing, but it's not really the self that, because there is no self, so it's attachment that does its function, and that's it. And aversion is not me that has aversion, and it's just another reality doing its job. Different one, a very different one.
Is it proper to see?
It's proper to
see, because it's proper. Yeah. It's not proper to be attached.
Yeah.
So is it proper, to see? Because right understanding of the first noble truth, all, not just attachment, all conditioned realities. Yeah.
Unsatisfactory and worthless.
As the wise, it's not the absolute dukkha, sufferings. And it cannot lead to higher understanding at all. If this is good and that is bad, all of them are not self at all. No matter attachment, aversion, or any kind of feeling.
Because you're talking about the first noble truth, yeah?
Right.
Which concerns all the realities. Yeah. But you said
all conditioned.
All conditioned, yeah. But the second noble truth said that the cause of the all suffering is attachment.
Mm. Including ignorance.
Oh, okay.
But since ignorance usually does not appear, even it's there, but attachment is there.
Mm.
To be seen.
So ignorance is ignorance, which is coupled with wrong understanding, meaning that ditti. No. Okay. So the second noble truth said that the cause of suffering is attachment.
Mm-hmm.
But you are saying that that attachment is assumed that it's sort of coupled with ignorance.
Always.
Always. What I'm saying here is that the ignorance is always... Can we say that the ignorance is always coupled with ditti? Not necessarily.
No.
Okay.
And not all ignorance with attachment, but all attachment arises with ignorance.
Really?
And some kinds of attachment are with wrong view, and some kinds of attachment without wrong view.
Mm.
Is the first noble truth difficult to understand as the absolute truth, or Aryan truth. But the second one is more subtle. So by reading, one just reciting the second truth, condition the first truth. But if Panya is not higher enough to really appreciate or understand the first one, it's impossible to see or to understand the second one. So right understanding of the first two will lead to the third truth, experiencing Nibbana.
So you are saying that attachment is not the sole cause of suffering?
It is when Panya realizes. But if Panya does not realize, it's only thinking or imagining that all comes from the second truth, attachment. But at that very moment of experiencing a reality more and more, then there can be the understanding of, because of attachment to that which appears, it hinders the experiencing of other reality which follows. That's why that is the cause of going on, having realities arising and falling away.
Why does attachment to that which arises or that which appears hinder the arising of other realities which are going to arise, like one cheetah follows another cheetah instantly, other realities arise instantly by conditions? Why does attachment hinder the arising?
Because the development of Panya is not enough to become detached from that which appears as object, so that it can have the other next moment be object.
I see. Because
the attachment to that which is the object of right understanding, is not the right understanding is not strong enough, developed enough, to let go of that.
Yes.
So it cannot experience
other objects.
Other objects which follows.
Yeah.
So now no one knows the attachment between that object and the following moments. Until then.
That's really interesting.
More subtle.
More subtle.
Less and less attachment.
So it's not just referring to the attachment to experiencing to another.
It's only
moment
or thinking, but when it's direct experience, it's much different.
Quite different.
Like now we say, seeing does not stay long at all. Just a moment of seeing and other reality follows.
But just
thinking. But it's not the moment of directly experiencing.
No.
So the same as the second truth.
So unless there is the direct understanding of the arising and falling away and unsatisfactoriness of Dharma, impossible to actually understand the second noble truth about the cause. Because it's more subtle than that even.
It has to be a direct experience. That's why it says that in order to know who Sotapanna Sakatagami Anakami Arahata, that person has to be right understanding of that degree, so that the person
can otherwise cannot understand that degree.
Yeah, the way the path is so very subtle.
And when, for example, one pays respect to the Triple Gem, actually one can only appreciate the virtues or the Dharma or the qualities of the Sangha according to the degree of understanding that's been developed.
When one understands.
When one understands.
Like a monk walking behind the arahatas in the morning for Pindapat. That monk asked the elder monk how to know who's arahata, something like that.
Mm.
And the answer is, even one is walking behind that person
cannot
understand.
Cannot know anything.
So it's not the method of being told about this person and that person, but it's the being told about the way or the path leading to the development of panya to that degree.
And that's why even Ananda, before he was an arahat, couldn't understand the wisdom of the arahats.
So if someone would like to meditate, what for? See? Not if they would say not about understanding, seeing, hearing right now. That's not the way at all, no matter who says.
When you ask the question that is there any object of attachment now, I can't find any. That's why.
No attachment to see.
Maybe yes, but we cannot experience this attachment.
Doesn't appear.
Doesn't appear at
not
all.
Obvious.
And once you said about, do you fulfill your wishes now? And you said that when we see, we fulfill our wishes. Because we wish to see and we fulfill it. This is a low attachment that we cannot see.
Certainly, because after this life, one wished to be born in what plane? No matter one is born in what plane, there's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So before seeing at this moment, there was some wish some time ago to see, to hear again in this life. So at this moment of seeing, you have fulfilled your wish to see.
You have everything we ever wish for.
Yeah.
We think,
is it
I want to see, so I see. We don't realize that
already seeing,
goes back.
What we wish before.
The self thinks that you can see, you can control seeing, that sort of thing.
But we also want more, seeing.
Wishing to have one. And you will be fulfilled anytime.
And when one day we wake up and we cannot see, that we can see that it's not our expectation as usual. So we know that every time we're seeing, expectation to see all the time. Like a subtle lopa. Wishing to see
before
every time.
Seeing.
Before seeing, yes.
So at this moment, your wish is fulfilled.
That's so busy wishing for another seeing, no understanding the seeing that is now, because too busy wishing for the next seeing.
So, is your wish fulfilled now?
It will be fulfilled in the next life.
Oh, now? Just a moment ago and this moment. But at moment of seeing, you have no idea that your wish is fulfilled. And that can be conditioned to understand directly the samudaya, the second truth. Mm. Because of attachment, wishing, so that it's seeing now, hearing now.
Hindering the understanding of what is seen now, heard now.
Only the result of attachment. Mm. So in one's life, always see, hearing from previous wishing.
No wishing, no becoming, no more seeing or hearing.
Second number two.
Keep wishing, keep more unsatisfactory downness of realities. Not yet ready to be enlightened.
What about wishing to understand? It is never fulfilled by wishing.
More trouble.
What about understanding now, dream? Anyone who can understand?
So who or what understands?
No one, just panya.
Just panya understands, arises, performs its function, falls away.
And what about when there is wishing to understand? Who wishes to understand?
Gilead wishes to understand.
Kilesa. Kilesa. What kind of kilesa?
The loba.
Yeah. And so it just arises, wishes, falls away. No one at all.
And there can never be wisdom or understanding because of wishing. At all. That's why one reads and learns about truth from the teachings. Not just wishing, without hearing, without considering. Just make a wish. So it will bring more wish. And it is only wish. It cannot be more than that. Only wishing and wishing. It conditions more wishing.
Can wishing ever lead to happiness?
In my dream, maybe.
Fantasy thinking.
Yeah.
So you'd like to have that which arises and falls away, no more, because of ignorance, thinking that it could stay permanent. And when Panya understands that it does not stay, Panya will become detached from clinging to that which is not permanent, depending on what level of Panya. So what level of Panya?
Very small level of Panya.
Wish for all sorts of nice things and people and tastes in our life, but actually just like now, really it's just wishing for seeing and hearing and physical object and sound. That's all that's ever experienced.
And at what level of understanding that we'll have no more wishing for sensuous objects?
The highest level.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost the highest level. Anagami. Mm. There are
Cindy, four stages of enlightenment.
First is the stage of Sotapanna, and at the stage of Sotapanna, all wrong view is eradicated and all doubt is eradicated. And the second stage is Sakadagami. And stage of Sakadagami, there is less clinging to sensuous objects, but the clinging to sensuous objects is not eradicated until the third stage of Anagami. At this stage, no more clinging to sense objects, no more aversion of any kind. And then the fourth stage, which we've talked about quite a bit, is of Arahat, when all final defilements, all final, most subtle of subtle attachment, most subtle kinds of ignorance, most subtle kinds of conceit, mana, completely eradicated. So it won't be soon.
Is your wish fulfilled now?
Yes.
All or not all?
Just some, I guess. Just a subtle wish, like seeing
part of wishes.
Part of wishes, yes.
So no more making a wish.
Maybe better just share.
No matter you wish or not, there are conditions for anything to arise. Don't wish anymore. If it's Panya, which knows that no need to make a wish. At that moment, less attachment. Because wishing is attachment.
Wishing, hoping.
No wishing to have a Saturday discussion? No need. By conditions, it will be. Do you think that you forget what we talk about?
Will I forget? I'm sure. I won't remember everything, but I will try to remember.
But if there are conditions, then there can be moments of thinking over and over again about realities. Mm-hmm.